It's Terry for breakfast, Albany 783, Triple M. It has been dubbed as Australia's most expensive sandpit, and it has been laying idle for the last 10 years, but at long last, we're finally getting some action down there at Middleton Beach. There's been a lot of discussion, a lot of debate over the years about what's going to be put on the old Esplanade Hotel site, and things are starting to happen. And having a chat now with Stuart Nahiski, General Manager of Regional at Landcorp. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Excellent. Now, if people are heading down Marine Terrace, they've probably noticed that there is a little bit of action going on down that way around Flinders Parade.
I think the community might be quite relieved to see that works are finally underway after a lot of patient waiting. We've kicked off a contract with Tri-Coast, a locally based contractor, to go and do the first stage of roadworks down at Middleton Beach.
Now, these roadworks are going to be carried out during the off-season, aren't they? So once summer comes around, the work will come to a pause for a little bit.
Absolutely. We schedule the works to avoid the peak season to minimise the impact on the surrounding businesses, just so that all the works will be concluded before the summer sets in.
Now, with the roadworks on the way, that's going to be carried out over the next few months. But then we actually haven't got a proponent yet for any development on Middleton Beach, have we?
No, there's going to be two types of proponent. There'll be the mixed-use residential developer, but there'll also be a hotel developer sought for the cherished hotel site that we'll be working hard to attract later on this year.
And so have you finalised a list of candidates there for the hotel site?
We actually have really strong interest. Last year we had about 30 proponents, both locally and nationally, register their interest. We're just finalising the design guidelines. To make sure that we get the correct built environment to meet the community's expectations. Once those get finalised and out for public advertising, we'll be going concurrently to an expression of interest, a formal process for hotel developers.
And how long will that process take?
Well, hotels are fairly complex, and this one is probably a little bit more complex because it's on the foreshore and it's got some apartment capacity in it. So the process will be a two-stage process where we first vet the developers and then we seek proposals on their design solution. So I'd say that the process of finding an appropriate candidate will probably take the better part of 12 months.
Okay. And for the moment, again, those roadworks, they're going to continue from now until probably about November?
About just the end of November, first week of December, if there's a bit of wet weather. There should be minimal disruption to the local businesses.
All right, Stuart Nahiski, General Manager of Regional Landcorp, thank you so much for bringing us up to date.
Thank you, Terry.